Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHER are out to change that. InvestHERCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHERCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHERCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHER, H-E-R, con.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Not only do these lessons apply to someone who's raising money with crowdfunding, but these lessons can also be applied to your syndication business just in general.
Before we get into it, I want to introduce you to Groundbreaker, today's sponsor and partner. They are an all-in-one suite of tools for small to medium-sized real estate syndicators. They've got a special focus on real estate syndicators with 1 million to 100 million assets under management. They help you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Groundbreaker will help you scale your business without the need to scale your overhead. So they're going to help reduce your costs because of the admin team that won't need to be as large. And they're going to help you reduce your risk of data breach because of the security systems that they have in place. They'll help you increase your revenue by growing your assets under management because you're going to be allowed to focus on the things that are most important, like business growth and operations, not those administrative logistics. And ultimately, they're going to help you elevate your company's brand and professionalism and investor experience because your investors are going to enjoy having this platform with all their information versus however you're currently doing it. Three things specifically about Groundbreaker I personally like. One, super easy to use from an investor standpoint and from a general partner standpoint. Two, it allows investors and general partners to fund electronically, meaning that a limited partner can complete their entire subscription and funding cycle without leaving the platform. And on the general partnership side, for distributions, you can set it up so that you can trigger bulk ACH payments within the platform. And then last thing I really like about Groundbreaker is it's cost effective. It's healthy to the bottom line. Their basic plan allows sponsors to sign up for as little as $100 per month with no limits on deals or investors. And you can read all about the pricing on their website. Speaking of their website, it is groundbreaker.co/Joe, J-O-E. And when you go there, groundbreaker.co/Joe, you're going to get access to a pitch deck that the Groundbreaker team created so that you have a template should you want to use that and customize it for your own deal. So go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. There needed to be a resource on apartment syndication that not only talked about each aspect of the syndication process, but how to actually do each of the things and go into it in detail. And we thought, hey, why not make it free too? That's why we launched Syndication School, and Theo Hicks will go through a particular aspect of apartment syndication on today's episode and get into the details of how to do that particular thing. Enjoy this episode. And for more on apartment syndication and how to do things, go to apartmentsyndication.com, or to learn more about the Apartment Syndication School, go to syndicationschool.com so you can listen to all the previous episodes.
Hello, best ever listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Syndication School series, a free resource focused on the how-tos of apartment syndications. As always, I'm your host, Theo Hicks. Each week we air a podcast episode that focuses on a specific aspect of the apartment syndication investment strategy. And for a lot of these episodes, we've given away some free resources. These are PowerPoint presentation templates, Excel calculator templates, sometimes PDF how-to guides, something to help you along your apartment syndication journey. So make sure you download those free documents. Also take a look at some of our past episodes. All of that is available at syndicationschool.com. Now, I think this might be the first time I've talked about crowdfunding on the show. So most people listening probably know what crowdfunding is. It's one of the many ways to raise capital to fund your deals. And for the crowdfunding strategy, you basically create a platform, or you go to a crowdfunding platform already in existence. You will post your deal on this platform, and then investors from all over the world can look at it, invest, in some cases, very, very low minimum investment amounts. So this is different than the typical approach that people will use, especially when they're first starting out, when they're raising money from family and friends, and then expand to referrals from family and friends, and eventually maybe expand out to, say, a larger family offices, institutions, or they might go the crowdfunding route. So I wanted to talk about not necessarily what crowdfunding is or the advantage of doing crowdfunding. Maybe I'll talk about that a different time, but what sparked this was a conversation I had with someone who does crowdfunding, and she had three interesting points that she made about what made her successful. And not only do these lessons apply to someone who's raising money with crowdfunding, but these lessons can also be applied to your syndication business just in general. Because at the end of the day, the idea is, how is she able to legally raise money from more people? And we've talked about this many times on the show, but the main reason why people invest is through trust. So how can you legally get people to trust you and invest in your deals is really the question. And she had three really interesting responses. Again, none of this is complete rocket science, but what she said really resonated with me, and I wanted to share it with everyone listening today. So again, these are specifically talked about in the context of raising money on a crowdfunding platform. So I'm going to tweak it just a little bit to apply to people who aren't at the point yet where they have the credibility or the track record to post their deal on a crowdfunding website and attract investors. So the first one is investing your own money. So from what I remember, this investor would post her deals on crowdfunding websites, and one of the items listed in the description to attract people to this deal was that her business invested at least 50% of the capital into the deal. So if it's $1 million raise, her company would invest at least 500 grand. If it was a $10 million raise, her company would invest at least $5 million. You get the idea. Now, you don't necessarily have to invest half the money. You might not have half the money to actually invest, especially when you're first starting out. But this is one of the best ways to create alignment of interests with your passive investors. And when you have alignment of interests, you gain more trust. And when you gain more trust, you're going to attract more passive investors. So basically what alignment of interest means is that the interests of the investors and the interest of the GPs are the same, or at least similar, or overlapping. So obviously when you're investing your own capital into your deals, you are in the same position as your LPs, who are also investing their own capitals in the deal. So basically you are an LP. And in this case, this investor was half the LP. So when you go to investors and you tell them that I'm so confident in this deal and my team and my business plan and the market that we're going to front half the funds, that's a lot more attractive than someone who puts no money into the deal. So at least putting some of your own money into the deal is important, but this individual went above and beyond that and actually invested half the funds. So massive amounts of alignment of interest, and especially in a market that might be saturated with sponsors and crowdfunders, that's one really, really good way to set yourself apart from other syndicators. That might be the differentiating factor that makes one person choose to invest with you over someone else. They're investing half their money or a quarter of the LP capital. I'm going to go with them. They're really confident in their deal and they're more likely to be successful because if they fail, well, they lose all their money. So that was number one. Number two, and again, this is in the context of crowdfunding, but this individual also created their own crowdfunding platform. So rather than going on an existing platform, they created their own crowdfunding portal. So the theme here is taking things in-house as opposed to using other people's systems. The more things that you have in-house, the more economies of scale you're going to have, first of all. Well, assuming you have economies of scale is when you can start doing this. And I'm actually going to do a show probably in the next few weeks about bringing the property management company in-house and the advantages and the disadvantages of that. But for this individual, I'm pretty sure she immediately created the crowdfunding portal. So most of the time people start by using all third party because they don't really have the economies of scale or the capital to invest in building their own property management company, or they say, or building their own crowdfunding portal. But I'm pretty sure she just went straight to that because of the advantages of it. So she hired a web developer, the web developer set everything up, and immediately they started raising capital for their deals through crowdfunding on their own portal. And really at the end of the day, the two main advantages of this is one, the future cost savings. As an upfront investment, just like anything, there's a return on investment because they don't have to worry about paying all the fees of the other crowdfunding platforms and they can set it up however they want as opposed to not really having any control. But it also makes you a lot more professional than someone who does not have their own portal or have everything in-house. So if you have your own in-house asset management team and own in-house property management team and your own in-house acquisitions team, and you've got brokers and you've got lawyers and they're all not third party working for someone else, but working for you full time, assuming you have the deal flow and the number of deals, that is a lot more professional looking and a lot more attractive than someone who's hiring everything out to someone else or using someone else's software. So from this perspective for crowdfunding, when she's talking to individuals or marketing her company, she can say, we have our own custom-made professional crowdfunding platform with all the bells and whistles that she has on there, as opposed to say, hey, go to this other company's website to take a look at our deals. So how can this apply to you? Well, maybe consider getting an investor portal and maybe consider making your own investor portal instead of using someone else's investor portal from a third party, making your own. Again, we have our own custom investment portal, and we've talked to thousands of investors, and here's some of their main concerns. So here's how we address those in our own custom portal. Again, you don't necessarily have to make your own investor portal, because I'm not really sure what the ROI on that would be, but the whole concept here is to have things in-house, to save money, and to be more professional looking. So I'm pretty sure for her crowdfunding platform, she incorporated a lot of education. She has memberships, so you have to be a member to see the deals, and so there's revenue flow from that. But overall, it just takes hiring a web developer and let them do their thing. Now, the last thing she said, and again, this definitely applies to all apartment syndications, is hiring a legal team. So having a legal team on retainer at all times, as opposed to one-off by-the-hour projects. So when they obviously initially launched their company, they needed to work with lawyers a lot. And then they also needed to work with lawyers on an ongoing basis as they did more deals and SEC regulations changed. And again, this is one of the main things that allowed them to be successful, because they didn't have to consistently worry about paying all this money to lawyers, or the lawyers not having time to get to them, or them not having the right lawyer at the right time for the legal issue that they needed, or if a legal issue comes up, there's a long period of time before the lawyer is able to respond. And all those problems, she said, were solved by having a legal team on retainer. And so when you're initially starting your syndication career, you should definitely be working with security attorneys and real estate attorneys. You need to do that for every single deal. But eventually, if you get big enough, things might start coming up more frequently than just, hey, we've got a deal and we need a PPM a month from now or a couple of weeks from now. So having a legal team on retainer could save you a lot of time and a lot of money, as well as give you some peace of mind whenever something were to come up. And so this kind of comes down to just having your team members either in-house or making sure that your contract or your relationship with these team members, you're doing it the right way, basically. So those were the three fascinating facts that she talked about that allowed her to be successful for crowdfunding, and how I think those obviously apply to crowdfunding. If you're a crowdfunder, this will be helpful, but also for really any syndicator, investing your own money and creating that alignment of interests, creating, in a sense, in this case for her, her own crowdfunding portal for you, just kind of bringing as many things in-house as possible. That makes sense. And also making sure you have a legal team that specializes in what you're doing on retainer to make sure that you're setting yourself up for success. You're not going to run into any legal issues in the future. So that concludes this episode. When this goes live, we will have completed the best ever conference 2021. So over at least the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be doing some episodes going over some of the best advice provided during that. And then we'll get back to our regular Syndications Globe episodes once I've exhausted all those tidbits of advice. So thank you for tuning in. Again, make sure you check out syndicationschool.com for those free documents as well as past episodes. Until next week, have a best ever day.
Groundbreaker helps you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. That's groundbreaker.co/Joe to get a free deal pitch deck template. Ever wonder how the top in real estate got there? The Invest This podcast, hosted by real estate investor Scott Bauer, interviews the top names in the industry, giving you the tips and tricks that help you catapult your real estate business to success. Find them at investthispodcast.com.